This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and also all those people working in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, as well as all those roughnecks working on all the oil rigs around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And yes, oil went up again. You guys will be happy to hear. And follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, before we get started, I want to welcome a brand new affiliate to the mix, 101.7 FM, the news talker in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to them. Welcome to our new listeners at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and everybody in the footprint of 101.7 FM out of Columbia, South Carolina. We want to thank them very much. And I also want to say hello to Dave Costa, my buddy in Reno, who I was talking to a little bit earlier, to JW in Brooksville, who's a fellow broadcaster who I was talking to a little bit earlier, to Alexandra, who works for the government in D.C., and to my good friend Karen, hello to you, and I hope you're doing well. Now, let's get started here. We talk about fake news all the time. We keep hearing about, well, it's not working, this coronavirus thing, and we're all going to die because they're opening up things all around the country, blah, 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 blah. Well, yesterday, on television, the health secretary, Mr. Azar, said that there has been no spike in the coronavirus in places that have reopened, while the Democrats are saying just the opposite, and they're lying through their teeth.
Well, Captain, you know, certainly the narrative that we get is the more that things are opened up, you know, the more cases we're going to start seeing, and the fear factor, you know, continues to be churned up with all that. That's why it's very important that Health Secretary Azar was pointing these things out today, or yesterday, as I should say. And so, exactly, because so many people, Captain, are ready to get back. They understand that there are certain safety precautions. Everybody, I think, will be in tune with that. But, you know, we keep hearing about the so-called second wave that's coming. And again, people realize that, no, wait a minute, though, that we're seeing a lot of inflated numbers already. And, you know, something's got to give here.
Well, you're right. And there's something else that nobody seems to want to consider, and that is the fact that the warmer the temperatures, the quicker the virus dies, especially outside. okay? And we are now approaching the summer. You've already had temperatures out there by you well over 100 degrees, 110, 115 degrees across Phoenix and in the upper desert of California. We just had temperatures yesterday here in Florida. In some places, it were as high as 95 and 96 degrees. That absolutely is the best thing with the bright sunlight that anybody could have. But does the media talk about it?
Well, no, not at all. And, you know, at the very least, minimally at best. But, you know, Captain, this is what we've seen in the past. We have seasonal outbreaks of things that, at the very least, seem to go away for a time. That's why we call them seasonal. And I think that the public is much more aware these days of certain precautions and so forth to take. So hopefully we would miss a massive second wave of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's always being dangled in front of us as if to say, nope, nope, you can't go outside, you can't open up, you can't live your life because of the dreaded second wave.
Yeah, and I'd like to say good morning to our friend Richard and Marine up in Oregon. He just chimed in. And also we've got our buddy Frank up in Nevada. Florida, up in the panhandle, who's online, and Steve in Thailand. Hello, Steve. So it sounds like the Good Time Gang is rapidly getting into the chat room, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, there's something else, and I'll make this quick because I don't want to run out of time. A doctor at Johns Hopkins Hospital has said that a vaccine by them is highly possible by the end of the year, while I just heard a couple of other people say, on the other side of the fence, of course, that, well, it'll be sometime the end of 2021 before we get any kind of vaccine. I mean, come on now.
Well, given what we've seen in the past, the progress rates of trying to develop vaccines, yes, they're on a very long-term schedule.
Not anymore.
But not anymore. That's right. That's because we got on our, what I like to call our war footing against COVID-19.
Well, stop right there. War footing, okay? Mm-hmm. Did you know that the United States military is already testing a vaccine and treatment on military soldiers? Did you know that?
I had not heard that.
Well, I heard it 2 weeks ago, and I talked about it on the show. But then again, I guess I talked about it with Colonel Jim. That's why. But they actually are testing right now military troops for not only a vaccine, but also for a method of treatment.
Well, see, there's all kinds of things that we can do. There's the prophylaxis.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we're going to break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, we want to thank our newest affiliate, 101.7 WCET up there in Columbia, South Carolina, for carrying the program. I'll be right back. Kathy Curtis, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and I'm taking it away right now. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And remember, if you're suffering from nagging pain, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now, and simply put, it works for me. If you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. And I'll tell you what, for $19.95 for 3 weeks, you can't beat it. So just go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more and order your $19.95 3-Week Quick Start today. Now, again, the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, thousands and thousands and thousands of people have ordered it off this show. And 83% of them that order it stay on it. That's something to say. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a try. All right, Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Barack Obama did an online thing for some, I guess it was a high school. He spoke on a graduation commencement speech. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Actually, I think it was an event it was like a combined event for people graduating from historically black colleges and universities, I think.
And it was a high school involved, too, was there not?
I think so, yeah. He did a different one, yes.
Well, he took a shot at President Trump and talked about, called the mill prepared and a couple of other things. And then, I don't know, maybe within 30 minutes of that time, President Trump turned around and fired right back. And I'll tell you what, these two guys are going at it, so, and he's called Obama. He's called Obama a criminal, and we know that there's going to be a wider investigation that's going to put the spotlight more on Obama. The deeper we get into this, we can see it coming. However, he does have a certain amount of immunity. And because some of this stuff is national security that we're talking about here, guess what? They aren't going to talk about it. They aren't going to prosecute him. It's just the way it is. But somebody down below him is going to get nailed.
Well, yes, and of course, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire most of the time. And but, you know, Captain, it was, you know, it, as you mentioned, you know, he talked about, didn't name President Trump by name, but certainly gave no, you know, there wasn't any mystery as to what he was talking about or who he was talking about. And, you know, maybe he should take Michelle Obama's own advice, and that is when they go low, we go high, that kind of thing. I didn't really see that.
Oh, I thought it was when we go low, they go lower.
Yeah, right, no kidding. But basically, in the venue that the former president was in, I thought it was pretty inappropriate. You know, maybe he would be able to give a speech that would actually help them, the graduates, in maybe formulating their new perspective on this post-COVID-19 world, that kind of thing. Maybe inspire them. But unfortunately, it devolved into a political thing, and it's not really helping anybody. And his opinion is his opinion, but he's a private citizen.
Benny from the Villages, one of our listeners up there in the Villages, which is one of the most famous places in Florida to live. Benny is saying, over the weekend, Barack Obama delivered a virtual announcement speech to the class of 2020. The former president told America's high school graduates, quote, if you like your diploma, you can keep your diploma. I don't know if he said that or not, but, I mean, that's Benny, so, oh, well. I just repeated what he said. Now, California. A lot of sheriffs in California, and the number, I think, grew over the weekend from Friday to this morning, are saying that they're just not going to enforce the ridiculous rules that Governor Newsom has put forth.
That's exactly correct, Captain. We're seeing this happen. There was a this also made the news. There was a pancake house that was opened up, but the local sheriff's department there said, no, we're not going to do anything about that. We're hearing more and more of this in California. Now, that's at the local level, and also you have boards of supervisors that aren't going to take any action, this kind of thing. But that doesn't preclude, however, the state trying to take some action where the state can. For example, if you were a cosmetologist or you ran a hair salon, but you opened up and you're licensed by the state, Sacramento can come after you, this kind of thing. But I think, Captain, that Governor Newsom's going to start figuring out that he's fighting a losing battle. I was out a couple of different times this weekend and saw a lot of people out doing what they normally do. People are pretty much done with this, and they are going to start opening up. In fact, Captain, we have a report early this morning that the governor may begin to relax some more of these measures as early as this morning, Monday.
All right, and Al is saying good morning to us from Nebraska, and he's back at work again. So good morning, Al, and welcome back to work. Now, our trade rep, Mr. Navarro, has said that more Americans will die from the lockdown rather than COVID-19, and that was in response to what the health secretary, Mr. Azar, had to say about no spike in the coronavirus in places that were reopening.
Well, right, and this goes to the very heart of the matter, Captain, of our healthcare system. People are terrified to go into the doctor, whether they to go to the hospital because they're not feeling well, or to go to the urgent care, go in for something routine, testing, any of these kinds of things, because they have literally been terrified about COVID-19. And there's going to, unfortunately, be some very unfortunate repercussions about this. And until and unless we start getting the word out that it's okay to see your doctor based on what your doctor says that they want you to do, we might continue to miss some very important problems like heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of things.
Now, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Joe Biden is hinting at the fact that he might only run one term. He's talking about this, and of course, this throws more emphasis on the vice presidential search as to how long he's going to serve.
Isn't this interesting? And it's not, and here's the thing, it's not unexpected, is it?
No.
And
he may not even make it through the election. I mean, this guy's getting worse, not better, worse.
He is getting, and that's how unfortunate that is to see somebody declining the way that he appears to be. But, you know, Captain, if you were to come into office and say, don't worry, I'm just a one-termer, that helps to destroy any kind of political clout that you might have trying to get things done as president. And of course, it shifts the focus to the vice president, but the Democrat Party has such an incredible disaster on their hands that I don't envy them at all. But it just goes to show that they as well understand that Joe Biden is faltering as an individual. And again, it's sad to see something like that happen to a person, but they have put themselves in this very, very bad position. And I think, again, whomever is going to be the vice presidential candidate, well, they are probably going to, run into a buzzsaw as well politically, because they will be scrutinized like no VP candidate has ever been scrutinized.
Well, wait till you hear this one. It's generally considered New York City is pretty much a solid Democratic territory, right?
Oh, yes, very much.
Well, it's not quite as solid as it used to be, thank you very much, Mayor de Blasio, because of all the things that he's been doing, and or should I say not doing. And the fact of the matter is it's just not working in New York City. More and more people are coming out doing whatever they want to do. The police are backing off. The New York City socialists are shunning capitalism.
Very true. And I think people are realizing this, Captain. Even people that might identify as liberal Democrats, they are seeing the very fact that you have people that seem to be rooting for the demise of the capitalist system and using COVID-19 as an excuse. Well, exactly. But they want to impose a new system. And this is, all part of the typical revolutionary idea, and that is, create chaos, destroy the system, put something else in its place. And they seem to be sort of giddy about this kind of thing, but the people aren't taking it. They're wising up to that.
No, you're absolutely right. And, of course, the other thing is the activists across the country are trying to exploit the pandemic to try to drastically expand abortion, because that's all we keep hearing, along with this COVID, the Heroes Act that Nancy Pelosi wants passed. There's all kinds of stuff buried in there, including more money again for abortion clinics.
And isn't that something? And really what the Democrats are doing, Captain, and this is for the Trump campaign and even down the ticket campaigns, and that is show people exactly what the Democrats are talking about. They literally are showing their true colors. They're not interested in helping the businesses get back online. They are simply looking to put their own agenda into play, whether it be abortion, whether it be bigger government, what have you. They're simply using this, and they're using the people. It's terrible.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we rumble along here in the overnight hours, live and in living color. And don't forget, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the American economy will fight back from the coronavirus pandemic.
This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. As states start to reopen their economy, a national health expert is urging caution. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden said on Fox News Sunday, different states are in different places with this virus. He says, for example, with New York,
we are at the end of the beginning. In some other places of the country, it hasn't yet hit in full force.
Frieden says he understands people wanting to get out from under lockdown orders, but is warning that reopening too soon could lead to multiple waves of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled GEICO.com. I've been with them for 14 years. They've saved me money. They'll save you money, too. By the way, they just reduced their premiums 15% for anyone that's even getting a new policy or has an existing policy between April the 7th and October the 8th. So, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com, and see what they'll charge you, and you just might save a bunch of money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go overseas now, because Iran's supreme leader has said that Americans will be expelled from Iraq and Syria. What's he talking about this time?
Well, he wants U.S. troops basically out of the Middle East altogether. Right? And this goes back, of course, to the whole thing that happened back in January. That seems like a million years ago now, but back when Qassem Soleimani was killed in Baghdad by U.S. forces. Yeah.
Well, that's part of it, I suppose. But the other part of it is he's trying to flex his muscles because Iran has not become much of a player again, with the United States warning them that if they come close to our boats, we're going to blow one of their boats or many of them out of the water.
Well, that's very true, very true. And a lot of that, too, I think, in many cases, you know, similar to, like, North Korea, a lot of that's for local consumption, trying to make sure that they're maintaining mm-hmm. their own power base in a country that, mm-hmm. Number one, has been very hard hit by COVID-19, mm-hmm. and also the fact that the sanctions on Iran have been very, very effective.
Now, there are three stories about China. One of them deals with our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who has told China not to interfere with the U.S. media that's in Hong Kong covering Hong Kong.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we've seen all kinds of things where, the Chinese
They've arrested members of the media.
That's right.
Charging with spying.
That's right. And in some cases, I don't recall that this was in Hong Kong, but there have been instances that I've seen reports about where they come in and they actually, you know, set your printing press on fire kind of a thing. You know, it's not pretty at all. And they take it very, very seriously in terms of the control of information, and they don't like bad press.
Now, we've got a couple of other things going on here. China turned around over the weekend and warned the United States that they would take all necessary measures over the Huawei rules.
Well, yeah, again, I think this is trying to continue to, as you mentioned about Iran, to flex their muscles, to make sure that, you know, somehow they are continuing to appear strong, that they are continuing to appear decisive and things like this. Because, you know, they have literally been ravaged by the COVID-19 pandemic in and of itself, but also economically. And the bad reputations that come in for people not wanting to buy things from China or use China as their supply lines, these kinds of things. So I think these are all moves of desperation.
Well, and then we have this one. China's ambassador to Israel, newly appointed, I might add, was found dead in his Tel Aviv home. And there was a lot of speculation, a lot of conspiracy stuff floating around the Internet yesterday about that. However, and by the way, the other thing is China has sent a special team there to inspect or do an investigation, I guess, into the death and then take his body back home.
Yes, and what we understand from news reports in Israel right now, the ambassador, Du Wei, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, appears to have died from a, quote, cardiac incident. He was 58 years old, and appears to have died in his sleep. And so, yes, they are sending a team. There will be an investigation, obviously, but unfortunately, sometimes these things happen, and it may be just the simple matter of dying by, quote-unquote, natural causes.
And then finally, in Afghanistan, the Afghan president has announced he and their rivals in the Afghani government have struck a power-sharing deal where they will work together for the good of the country of Afghanistan, because there was a number of protests and riots and that sort of thing going on all around Afghanistan because the government was going at each other's throats. The rivals were going back and forth at each other's throats.
That's right, and even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he essentially regretted that there had been so much time lost because there was the political impasse.
Well, it was cutting into the deal with the Taliban, the peace deal, which, by the way, there have been a lot of attacks and bombings and all that going on lately, and most of them have been attributed to ISIS, who's in Iraq, who wants to still be a player in the game.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, priority number one is the ability to secure the country and do the security operations that currently some of the United States forces had to have done. The president the other day speaking directly to this captain saying he didn't want to be a police force. He wants the Afghan government essentially be able to take care of itself, basically.
Now, you had a horrible news story over the weekend, and my thoughts and prayers go out to our firefighters in Los Angeles, because 11 Los Angeles firefighters got hurt while running from a blast at a building fire. There was an explosion, probably natural gas, and it blew some firefighters off ladders. It blew some firefighters that were on the fire line, literally off the hoses and back the street, back in the street a ways. How serious were their injuries?
Well, we understand that this happened at a what they call a hash oil manufacturer in downtown Los Angeles. All the 11 of the firefighters, they suffered burns, and they went from being minor burns to very serious burns. Three were listed in critical condition, and two of them, unfortunately, Captain, what we understand is they're on ventilators, but they are all expected to recover.
Yeah, well, getting burned in the fire service is a danger that you live with. I know it's happened to me several times. Last time was worse. But anyway, it is what it is. And the other thing is, the shootings in New York City. Can you believe this one? The shootings in New York City are now up 200% just this week.
That is, unfortunately, that's very disturbing. And
you know why?
Why is that?
Because the people are, the tensions are up, the people are going at each other. Some people are saying, you can't go out. Other people are saying, yeah, I'm going out. Then they get out on the street and they run into the rival gangs. And there's a lot of crime right now. The crime in New York has gone up because of being locked down.
Yeah, precisely. And because tensions are high anyway, and certainly if you're, you know, if you're in the criminal element, basically, that could be exacerbated, I'm sure. Of course, this lockdown is affecting everybody, but unfortunately we're seeing it playing out.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear de Blasio talk about this?
I have not, to be honest, no.
Do you think he will?
I don't think so.
You think a reporter would even dare ask him a question about why the shootings are up 200%?
Well, no, because again, he would probably deflect that, I'm sure, you know, because the message is COVID-19 is going to get you. You have to stay in your homes immediately, you know, all the time. That's their narrative. And of course, everybody wants to be safe, but we're finding out a lot more about what these models show, how many of these models might have been incredibly inaccurate, based on different assumptions and so forth. So people are wanting to get to the truth.
Now, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Disney is going to be reopening one of their shopping areas here in one of their parks at the Florida Resort on Wednesday of this week. They sell a lot of different things there, you know, gifts and this, that, and the other, and all the Mickey and Minnie stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And they're going to assume the liability of anybody who has a problem, you know, where they might think about suing somebody.
Well, that's very interesting, and I'd heard that basically Disney had come to some agreement with unions and so forth as well to put in place different safeguards and things like that. But that's right. See, that's going to be the name of the game moving forward.
Liability.
Liability, exactly. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a liability for someone coming to your restaurant, someone coming into your store, what have you, that's going to be the word of the day. And so you're going to see sanitizing. Those are also going to become new expenses for, I think, every commercial enterprise that they're
in. But you didn't say the magic word.
What's that?
Testing. There has to be more testing. Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. But, yeah, you're right. And, of course, the sanitizing, that also goes to how people perceive a business. And so some might say, well, I like that restaurant better now because they wipe down all the tables and do this and that. I didn't see that happen at the other place, and so I won't go there as much. You know, so it is quite, it's going to be the new competition, I think, in many ways.
All right, well, hold that thought, because here comes the music. We're going to be going to break, folks, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'll also give you an update on the tropical storm named Arthur, which is headed up the East Coast and North Carolina along the Outer Banks. You might be seeing Arthur today. You're certainly getting some wind and whatnot along the East Coast of the United States, all the way from Florida up to the Carolinas right now, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at your local Flying J and Pilot Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there. They got everything you need for the truckers that are out on the highways and byways.
Oh,
us a little AC/DC to get you cranked up for this hour. And I'm telling you what, I found that one in the archives, 1978. It's called the Bad Boy Boogie. AC/DC. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Okay, Kyle, we've got Tropical Storm Arthur remaining the first named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, although it is subtropical because we're not officially in the hurricane season. It starts June the 1st, and we've got tropical storm warnings in effect for eastern North Carolina. And I'm going to read the current advisory, which came out just as we started the show. The location of this storm is 33.0 north, 76.7 west, and it's about 185 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras, headed in that direction, North Carolina. Maximum sustained winds are at 45 miles an hour with some higher gusts. Present movement is to the north-northeast at 20 degrees or 12 miles per hour. That means in about 15 hours they ought to be seeing it over there, unless it picks up speed Cape Hatteras. Now, the minimum central pressure, 1,004 millibars, 29.65, which means if it stays that way, it'll be that way. Now, we could get some high surf, probably will. Could get some rain, up to 5 inches, maybe more if the storm slows down. But it's just a tropical storm. It's pretty much a rain maker. Might be a little bit of wind to talk about, but nothing all that great.
Well, that's right, Captain. But in Florida, of course, Miami and Fort Lauderdale, they were getting rain at about the rate of about 2 inches per hour as the storm made its way through there. And you mentioned about the surf. There will be swells that we understand going up the coast, and that's going to mean that they're going to have some pretty serious rip currents and so forth. So obviously, stay out of the water.
Now we're going to go out to California because I'm just going to read what it says out of the Sacramento Weather Bureau and just turn it over to you. We are going to have a snowstorm, a winter snowstorm, and it's going to dump anywhere from 2 to 8 inches of snow above 6,000 feet. However, above 6,500 feet, you're going to look at a foot or more of snow. The higher you go, the more snow there's going to be. Now, we're talking about western Plumas County from about midnight right now until about 12 a.m. Midnight Tuesday morning. Northern Sierra Nevada's from midnight your time out there, which is just about 5 minutes from now, through 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, there'll be slick roads, difficult travel and delays, chain controls are possible, reduction in visibility due to strong wind and snow. If you're anywhere along the Sierra Nevadas, and of course, that's pretty much to the east of 99, but Donner, you're right there in the mix.
That's exactly right, Captain. The Donner Pass, I believe. And, well, what we've seen is the jet stream starting to come down again, and this is what's leading to a lot of that cold weather that's going to be coming California's way. We're also going to have some rain in Northern California. That's also going to go over into Washington State and also parts of Western Montana as well. And so we are going to get some rain up in those areas of Northern California for my state, but down here in Southern California, we might get a little bit of rain, but really not much to speak of at all as part of this cold system. But we do have some high wind warnings, and so if you're in a high-profile vehicle, you're going to be going through San Bernardino or Riverside counties. That's where we understand it could be the worst, and you want to make sure that you're careful because those winds, we understand, could get up to 50 or 60 miles per hour, we understand.
Well, if you're running I-40 over across east towards Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, you're going to be in winds up around Kingman. You've also got the fire threat advisory up there in the higher elevations. And when you get out across New Mexico tonight, you've got high winds almost all the way across New Mexico at the moment. Colorado, you've got a fire threat advisory there. You've got winds in Utah. You've got winds, by the way, you got rain tonight in Wyoming along I-80. So if you're taking a little truck and trip across Wyoming, you're going to be running in a little bit of rain. But here we go with the heavy rain that's causing some flooding and has been for the last day or so in Michigan, in Indiana, in Ohio, western Ohio, in the northeastern part of Kentucky. We've had some sporadic areas in Illinois, pardon me, where there's been some flash flood advisories and warnings. There's a lot of them up in eastern Indiana right now, as well as western Ohio. You've had some rain in Missouri, down along I-44 between Springfield and Fort Leonard Wood, and up in Wisconsin, you've got some wind warnings up there around north of Milwaukee, up around Madison, it looks like. And then the northeastern corner tonight of Minnesota, you've got some wind up in there. But it's the weather is just changing as we speak.
That's true, Captain. And I just came across this breaking story coming out of Louisiana. It looks like they might have had a report of a what appears to be a tornado touching down in Church Point, Louisiana.
Oh, I see it right
on
now.
On Sunday night, mm-hmm. And we understand at least one person has lost their life. We understand there's some damage, of course, obviously, to homes in the area, but one person evidently was killed. That's what we know right now, when their mobile home was lifted up and flipped onto the highway there. So very, very sad news, but breaking at this hour.
And it looks like as if this is along I-10, south of I-10, west of New Orleans, about even with Baton Rouge right now, south of Baton Rouge, but it's to the south of there, and it looks like it's moving to the east. There's one cell, and I can see it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so evidently they're putting out the tornado warnings for Karen Crow, Louisiana, Church Point, Louisiana, and Osun, Louisiana. Those are the areas that it includes.
All right. Now, truckers, going to give you a little heads up here on your diesel and whatnot, gasoline as well for the four-wheelers that are out there and the trucks that need to burn gas. West Texas crude is starting out today at $29.43. Brent crude, $32.50. That's up from what it was. Gasoline is now up to 97 cents a gallon. That's at the refinery. Diesel is at 92 cents. And the one-year forecast of futures of oil today starts out at $33 a barrel. So things are creeping back up. So that makes things a little bit better for the oil industry. And so far, I haven't seen the prices jump at the pump in my area or anywhere else that I know of, because that 97 cents is still below a dollar, and that's the magic number.
Correct, absolutely. And this, of course, Captain, is all tied together with relaxation of the stay-at-home orders, reopening of in so many different states that we're seeing right now. Demand is going to increase, and that's going to help push that price up.
It's already increasing, and especially with the trucks out there that are just going as fast as they can, as hard as they can. All right, you're going to stick with us till the next hour, so hang on. Folks will be back with hour number two. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be with us. You know, we're going to talk about Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu and his new unity government that's been presented to the legislature. And we're also going to talk about the economics, that our economy is still in for a bumpy ride, but we're going to get over it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.